Classic Leap Podcast time!
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 321 of the Classic Leap Podcast. My name is Scott and Mr. Jim Carrey Eyebrows over there is Kevin. What's going on, man?
Hello, hello. Not much. Enjoying my Space Invader beer.
Oh,
it's over here if you're on the video. So fancy and pretty. I talked about it last time. It's a reflection. Whatever. It's delicious.
This is take three. So it's a Space Invader beer.
Yeah.
I think you've talked about it before. Give me the rundown. Yeah, the flavor.
It's an IBA. IPA, not IBA. It's 6%. It's a strong beer. And it's by Amsterdam Brewery. Which is in Toronto, Canada. So it's local.
I was going to
support your local business, especially during this time.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, and speaking of this time, I guess, up front, we'll just kind of address it around the world, but particularly in the United States right now, things are insane.
Yeah.
There were the Black Lives Matter protests happening over Mr. Floyd, who had passed away because he was killed by a police officer. And I'd just like to acknowledge it, but I do want to have a focus of trying to do a little bit of a normal show this week. I know me personally, I'm burnt out of my podcast being so focused on it. So, but it just, Kaiser, our buddy Retro Kaiser, had a really good tweet that was like, I'm just sad from everybody fighting and sad from so much going wrong and just hopes it can get better. And I don't know. I'm not really sure what to say other than I'm just sad all around about all of it.
Yeah, and the wild thing is you have the pandemic that we're dealing with, then you have the riots, and then you have the worst person in charge. It's like, come on. Can we have one good thing?
It's fairly brutal, but yeah. It will pass, and hopefully, I don't know. Hopefully it passes, I suppose. I don't even know what else to say. I'll just get in trouble.
Yeah. Well, I gotta say, as a Canadian who watches the news, I'm like, that shit's fucked up. That's a lot of coronavirus. Let me change the channel. Oh, riots and protesting. That shit's fucked up. Let me change the channel. Trump said what? That shit's fucked up.
See, that's what drives me crazy. Like, I don't scroll through the channels and get Canadian and Mexican TV. Like, it's too bad that you're inundated with our crap as well.
Yeah, I mean, CNN is focused on that, right?
And CNN's garbage, though. Like, if you're watching CNN, you're doing yourself a disservice. they're like a tabloid. They're just as bad as any of the others. So TMZ, Fox News, all that. They all make up stuff, and so.
Pretty crappy.
Huh?
They're all pretty crappy.
Unfortunately, that's the bummer. And unless you are really engaged in the guerrilla journalism and really, like, being a fan of a journalist the way you are a band or a movie director, it's tough to get good quality news without searching for it.
Well, that's why I normally go on Twitter and watch like live streams of people who are there experiencing it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's usually how I get my news first, right? Through Twitter.
Plays a lot.
But the funny thing is CNN, I remember they were against video games for the longest time. And after the pandemic happened, they were like, video games are saving lives now. Because people are just staying inside playing games, right?
They will absolutely write anti-video game pieces again.
Yeah.
it gets clicks. That.
Yeah.
So
remember Arnold Schwarzenegger was against video games? I'm like, bruh. Bruh, you played a character named Terminator.
You got elected.
Yeah, I know. That's why he was against the game. So silly.
Exactly. So
that's why the one thing that doesn't change is video games.
Video games do not. Well, I'd argue some of them do. No Man's Sky, which is on the list, is a great example of that, right?
Oh, you're going right in there.
It was a little tease, a little nugget for later in the show. But before we do talk about video game news and all that stuff, did you do anything fun? Watch any movies? We didn't get to record last week. Has there been any entertainment that's kind of bridged the gap for you?
No.
Okay.
nothing at all. I'm waiting for Sonic the Hedgehog to come on Netflix or something, but I don't see it anywhere. I want to watch it again.
It's rented.
And they removed.
You can rent it in the States, but I don't know if you can.
Ah, they can rent it on Sony Store. But I'm like, what the fuck? Why don't
you
just steal
it? You do it all the other time. Or I'm not. You don't call it stealing. Go to Cody or whatever and watch it.
I can, but I gotta set it up. I don't want to do that either.
It is a pain in the ass, man. Oh, fuck. That's the thing that I'm usually a Steve Jobs skeptic, as far as like this innovator kind of guy or whatever. But one thing that he was dead nuts right about was people will pay for convenience. And yeah. When the songs sorted themselves, and I didn't have the Napster crap of downloading MP3s, it's glorious. So,
do you remember that song? Speaking of Napster, everyone thought it was System of a Day singing Legend of Zelda. Now Link, he come to town, come to save Princess Zelda.
No, but I heard an interview of those of the guitarists from System of a Down talking about that, and then they ultimately did like a cover of it eventually.
But that wasn't them on that.
I know, but yeah, it became such a meme.
Yeah, it sounded so much like them that I believed it too. But yeah, I love that. It was 25 seconds long. It was just a theme song. It's great.
There was a hillbilly. There was also a hillbilly Gin and Juice cover that everyone said was the band Fish.
I do remember that. It's a bluegrass. There's also a punk one. That's so much pressure.
But no one called that the Fish one. But yes, no. Same thing. And forever, people. Like, I remember interviews with Fish were like, no, that's not us. We're not going to cover it. Weird Al. We didn't do that.
Which Backstreet Boy is gay was not Weird Al. Combo number 5 was not Weird Al. He does not do those songs.
Wait, I'm sorry. Start over. People thought Weird Al did there was another Backstreet Boys parody that Weird Al was credited with.
Yes.
So who really did the parody?
Who knows? But it said Weird Al as the artist's name.
Oh, shit. It's just some dude on the internet just like...
Yeah. Oh, Combo number 5 instead of Mambo number 5 is very like Asian, like accent focused.
Okay.
I'm like, this isn't Weird Al. I know my buddy. This is not him.
That's right. He stole from me. You would know.
Yeah, which he has a photo. I also remember downloading the Napster albums and then getting a live version or like an unedited studio version. Like, speaking of System of a Down, I had a song, the prison song, or prison, I forget what it's called, but the one on the album is so much different than the one I'm used to, because the one I downloaded was like a non-release studio version or something.
Oh, okay.
So it sounded different, and the way I was singing it, like in the song, like, we're gonna build a prison! My version was like, we're gonna build a prison. I'm like, whoa, why is he yelling all of a sudden? Yeah. It was weird. I miss Napster days, man.
It was the Wild West. It was definitely fun. There was a lot of charm to it.
Then you wait 3 days for a song to download, and it's the radio live edit version. Oh, God, that's not what I want! I hear the audience like cheering. I'm like, oh, fuck, I didn't want a live version.
Yep, there's always some like bullshit. So,
yeah.
But still, fuck Lars Ulrich. All right, let's talk about video games. Were there any new releases that you wanted to talk about?
There was, but I want to say one more thing about music. Spotify, because I just discovered Spotify because I live under a rock. They have the Tony Hawk Pro Skater soundtrack 1 and 2 on Spotify. Like, what was in those games, or also someone created like a list of it. So just letting you know. Awesome. So happy. There is one game I want to talk about, which is Ultra Rare Rumono. No, I'm joking. It's Maneater.
Maneater, the shark awesome. Game.
Yeah, it's a budget title. $40 in the States, $60 Canada. It's a weird looking, it's kind of like Jaws, but it's like an RPG sort of with a shark, as they call it, a shark PG. It is a budget title. I expect the price to go down eventually. From the videos and things I've heard on other podcasts, it sounds like a really fun, stupid game. So if you're in a mood for a really dumb, stupid, fun game, get this game. It's kind of like Hungry Shark Evolved. I don't know if you ever played that on the iPhone.
Hmm.
You play as a shark, right? And you eat things. And you just got to eat more things. And the more things you eat, the more points you get, and you become a bigger shark.
What's the title?
Hungry Shark Evolved.
Okay.
So it's literally a free-to-play game with all this stupid bullshit in it. But it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And I think they have it on the Switch as well for like $2.99 or something like that. Get it. It's great. Other than that, Minecraft Dungeons came out, which I was surprised because it's not a first-person Minecraft game. It's a spin-off of a Minecraft game.
Okay.
Which, it's there for people who want to play it. And the Mortal Kombat 11 Aftermath DLC came out. For those who are interested in RoboCop.
Yep.
So Terminator's in that game.
Yeah, right. But were they already?
Well, in this one, because he wasn't in the other Mortal Kombat games. He was only in number 11.
In 11, yeah.
Yeah, but RoboCop is also there. Dun, 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 dun. RoboCop versus Terminator. The fucking battle we always wanted. And it's RoboCop is the original guy, Peter.
You're close.
The actor named RoboCop. Peter Welling, Dwelling.
Oh, so close.
Dwindle.
Weller.
Peter. What?
Peter Weller.
Wrong letter? Weller. Weller. Yes, yes, him. Welling. And Terminator is not Arnold Schwarzenegger, but, you know, whatever. And those all the games that came out last 2 weeks are interesting to speak of. I'm going to have a sip of my beer because I said too much in too little time.
Don't want to do that. Well, there are going to be games that are coming out that are included in services coming up. So we'll talk about – we're going to have to – I mean, I'm glad these services exist or whatever, but how much longer do you think this segment is going to last where we talk about these games? It feels like Xbox Live Gold's going away, like going to kind of morph into just you have Xbox Game Pass, so there just is a library. There won't be like a trickle or whatever.
I mean, the difference is you keep these games, right, on Xbox? Where on Game Pass, the games could be taken away.
Yeah, so do you think that they will always keep that dual?
I think so. Unless they combine, like, Xbox would be smart to combine Game Pass and Gold into one umbrella.
They, well, and I'm not sure why I have it both right now. I have Ultimate that has the console and the PC, and I think Ultimate also includes Gold.
Okay.
So I think that if you do get the Super one, it is combined. I don't know. I wonder what the value proposition is on, it just seems like a very archaic service to pay for now.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. I don't know.
Paying for online for what they ask for is, well, they ask for $60 a year, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean,
50 or 60.
I guess that's reasonable. Because Nintendo online is $20 a year, but I only have it for the Nintendo.
Tetris is worth it, though.
Yeah, Tetris. Yeah, that was absolutely
like it's good worth enough it. That it's worth it. So, well, yeah. I guess. Well, so PlayStation Plus.
These were big ones.
Yeah.
I was very impressed and surprised by them. The first one that was released early was Call of Duty World War II.
I had that on Xbox. That's the bundle that came with my Xbox One S.
Have you played that one? Oh, sorry.
technically.
Okay.
Maybe an hour. I didn't like it.
Okay. You didn't like it?
I didn't give it a chance. I did not give it a chance either. Was like, nah, I don't know what it was. It was being cranky or whatever. I just started it and I'm like, this sucks. What I wanted. I don't know.
That's fair. I like Call of Duty and I get the not liking Call of Duty, but I actually like Call of Duty for a story.
I'm lying. It was the one that was Call of Duty 1. I think it was the World War 1 one. I don't think it was the
Battlefield one.
Then it was Call of Duty World War II. I have no idea. I thought
because there was. Is that the one where you die and then like it shows your name and like your year of birth? I think you're thinking of Battlefield 1.
I definitely never played Battlefield 1.
Okay, so now, maybe it was Call of Duty.
I don't know. Maybe I played this Call of Duty, thought it was World War I, but it was World War II. But because I played 8 seconds of it, I wouldn't have known any different.
Okay, because there was one game that did that. And I also felt the same way you did. I was like, nah, not feeling this. Like, every time you died, it was all dramatic. It has your name, your year of birth and death. And I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, I also had that with Metro. I got 30 seconds. I downloaded Metro to see how it would run on my second PC.
Yeah.
And got stuck in the first room. And I was just, like, a little bitch about it. Like, uninstall. Like, I might
you gotta use the lighter, man. You know where you're going.
There's a lighter in that game?
Yeah. It points you to the air duct.
No clue. Guess what? Another 30 seconds wouldn't have figured that out either. So I'm glad I uninstalled it. It ran great, so that was fun.
Awesome. I like this one because it brings you back to the World War Call of Duty, not like this Modern Warfare, Advanced Warfare nonsense. Once it went to, like, rocket space jumps. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, wait, where's that guy in here? The guy from, what's his name?
Halo.
From
Master Chief.
No. The actor, Kevin
Spacey.
Spacey. Once he was there, I'm like, what are you doing? I'm going to, that's where Press F for Respect comes from, right? It became like a crazy meme. It's from that game, Advanced Warfare.
Did not know that. Okay.
Yeah. You stand in front of a casket and one of your, like, soldiers. And it tells you to press F to respect, and then it slowly goes down. But I like the World War Call of Duty games. Like takes place back in the day, like where you attack dogs and all that. And World War II brought you back to World War II, but your health doesn't regenerate. Like you can't like get bloody eyes and hide behind something. You actually have to find health kits, which okay. I liked.
Cool.
So from what I remember playing it when it first came out, I enjoyed it. So it's good that it was free. And the other game, which I was very surprised, was Star Wars Battlefront 2.
I heard that got really good. I heard that since the updates, it had a really, really tumultuous launch. But I heard recently it was quite good. So this is cool to see this.
Yeah. And that's, again, something I would never otherwise have tried. And it's an online game. But I heard you can play as like Darth Vader and.
I guess somebody else cares after that. But.
Well, yeah. I mean, I've always been a fan of Yoda, even though as a kid, because I wanted to be cool with my friends who liked Star Wars. I know, what a world, right? I thought that Yoda's name was Jedi. So I always kept saying, I'm Jedi, thinking I was Yoda because I didn't know his name. So I was like, I didn't even know how he spoke. So I was like, hey, what's up, guys? It's me, Jedi. I have powers.
Oh, my God.
I never watched the movie. I only watched Star Wars like 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. Yeah.
Kaiser says our audio is off. Let me.
Is it now?
Jedi. I have powers.
Oh, my God.
I never watched the movie.
I'm hearing
it. I only watched Star Wars like.
I don't know. Nope. I hear it on my end. Try to refresh, Kaiser. I'm not sure. Good to see you, bud.
You sure it's off?
Stop fucking. Do not do that bullshit. No trolling, Kevin. Like He's trying to help. You do not kick a gift horse in the mouth.
I love you, Kaiser.
But I looked on the YouTube dashboard. It said it was fine. So hopefully that is the case.
Kaiser, it's not that we're off. It's that I'm incredibly awkward and very hard to talk to. That's what it is.
It's so bad you can't even hear us.
There you go.
Yeah, definitely cool stuff. And then also Xbox games for gold. There's some good ones in here as well. Well, one.
Yeah.
I remember Cinemora for the 360 as like a big deal.
I've never heard of it.
I just remember a lot of people talking about it. Maybe it was a lot of, maybe it was one of those first games where like the developer gave a lot of copies out. So it was to a lot of podcasts or something, maybe.
Yeah.
I just remember it being talked about a lot when we were like early on in our podcast days. But Destroy All Humans, a lot of people love that game for Xbox. That's going to be on there. Talk.
On PS4.
Coffee Talk, I'm not familiar with, but then...
it's like an indie... Sorry, did I assault you?
No, I didn't hear. What'd you say? It's a what?
Oh, I said it looks like an indie darling, like an indie darling.
Oh, okay, game. Yes. And then the fourth one is over the month... Shantae, The Pirate's Curse.
Shantae is a great game. It's a great Metroidvania game, at least the two games I played. I have no idea which one I played. It was on the 3DS.
Where did I think on Wii U is where I played a Shantae game. There's a bunch of them.
There is. And I don't know which ones are first, second, third, because they don't have numbers. They're named like Shantae and the Genie and Shantae. And
it's like Way Forward or somebody makes them, right?
Like I think so. Those, like, it's Way Forward graphics.
Yeah.
They have boob physics.
Shantae is bae, Kaiser says. Oh, he says it's a YouTube glitch on him, so it's good. We sound fine.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah, Cinemora is like a shooter or something. Hold on, I got to click on the link. I got to see what a screenshot looks like. A horizontal shoot 'em up.
Old school style shoot 'em up, yeah.
Cool.
It's a shmup, as people will call it.
Yep.
So those are pretty good games for this month. Last month, I believe, kind of sucked, but... I mean, they gave away a Call of Duty game. That's pretty rad. And Shantae is a beautiful, like, Metroidvania-style game. It's so much fun. At least the ones I played. I don't know if they're all like that or they're just platformers.
I think they're mostly
that. Yeah. Mumbling a lot.
That's it for games that are included in services. All right, first up, Kevin, I hate to be so cynical, but Dead by Daylight seems like this big deal game.
It's not.
A lot of people seems talked about a lot. Showed up a lot. People seem to like it. Just comes across as so wildly generic to me. I don't understand what it is. I can't tell the difference between lots of other. There's like this gray cloud in my mind of zombie type of games, and this is one of those in there.
No, it's not a zombie game by any means. It's a Friday the 13th game.
Tomato, tomato. Then it's like a. It's out of my mind. I'm never going to touch it. It sounds too generic and okay, horror.
Oh.
Is it good?
I've never played it, but I have played the Friday 13th game, but it's the same premise. One person plays the killer, quote unquote, and the rest play
the Dead by Daylight? Victims.
Yeah.
What am I thinking of?
Dying Light?
Some Days? Dying Light, maybe?
Dying Light was like a first-person zombie generic game.
Okay, well, maybe it's
kind of like Mirror's Edge meets Dead Rising.
Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. So I don't know. Maybe by, because of the name, I'm lumping it in there because I don't know any better.
Yeah, it's a terrible name.
It's one of those. Interesting. Yeah. Wow, I had no idea.
Yeah, it's one where you play. Yeah, that's why there's so many different DLCs. Like you have the Saw one where somebody plays as Jigsaw and everyone plays as the other characters. You have the Freddy Krueger one. One plays as Freddy. There's not, obviously not gonna be a Jason.
Those
one
are all under the Dead by Daylight. I thought the Freddy Krueger one was a game. These are all. Oh my god!
There's
no
the Evil Dead one. One plays as Ash, and the rest plays as the I forget their names. Demons or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
So they released a Silent Hill one, which is unbelievable because it's the first Silent Hill thing. In what? When was Book of Memories out on the Vita? It was the first Silent Hill thing since PT, technically, which is like going back 6 years.
Yeah. Maybe?
So, and it's the crazy thing is, one person plays as Pyramid Head, I'm guessing, and the rest play as, like Cheryl Mason and all that. But it is.
Wait, Dead by Daylight, right? Okay. If I'm sorry to interrupt, this is really driving me nuts. Like, okay, this also, is this the one where it looks like it should be called Dead Space? Like the thumbnail of Dead by Daylight looks like the Dead Space guy hunched over.
I don't remember what the thumbnail looks like.
All right, I'm going to look it up. Yes.
Yes. It looks like Jason.
It looks like a Jason is in Dead Space.
Yes. Okay. Jason X.
Yeah, so this is why I'm... Yeah, it's got 9 out of 10 on Steam. I don't know why. Yeah. Something about this just makes me revolt. I don't know.
It's a bad name. It's a bad cover.
Yeah.
But the gameplay is fun.
Sounds great.
And the DLC is fun. Yeah. It's canonically correct. Like okay. It continues that Silent Hill 3 storyline. So it says in this article, which is cool. Because if you never played Silent Hill, Silent Hill 1 and 3 are connected, and 2 is its own thing. Where you play as Jason Stutter, man. Wow, I'm bad at this. I forget names all the time. And I like Silent Hill 3.
Okay.
It's where you play as Cheryl from the first Silent Hill as she's older. Because the first game, it's Harry looking for Cheryl. And in the third game, you're Cheryl growing up as a teenager who goes to Silent Hill.
That makes more
sense. I don't remember much.
They were trying to talk around spoilers on the Easy Allies podcast, and I didn't know what they were talking about.
Uh-huh. For what, Silent Hill?
Yeah, but you just explained what they were talking around, so I'm all caught up.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. And Silent Hill 4, The Room, is its own entity, which is sort of a Silent Hill game, but sort of not. And I'm too scared to play it because the first thing you see is a bunch of baby faces on the wall. And I was like, nope. Fuck that. I am a coward, and I will play this one day.
Those, though. Well, Daylight. I have no idea what it is, and I apologize to the developers for not having a goddamn clue.
It's a cool game. It has Silent Hill in it. It's the first Silent Hill thing we've gotten in a long time. Moving on, No Man's Sky is coming to Xbox Game Pass.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it. That's it.
So, you remember No Man's Sky had that whole like starting off thing and everything just went to shit because they lied. They're like, you can see people, and then some guy online was like, I'm here, and the other guy's like, I'm here too. We don't see each other, and it was all like, you lie. I bought this game for $20 2 years ago, I think, and I was like, that's not me. It's like you when you played Call of Duty. I was like, gave it 30 seconds. I'm like, I regret buying this game and return it. And I did. Because I was like, I have no interest in this game at all. But I've heard they've improved and updated the game greatly since then.
I've heard that too.
When I got there, when I played the game, I landed, I didn't know what to do. Like, it doesn't tell you anything. And I like Minecraft and all that, but I was like, I'm not feeling this. Like, I gotta scan things. What do you want? What do you want me to do? What is this? So I literally gave it like a 30-second gameplay, and I was like, I'm done. But
that's probably all it's going to get from me anyways, because, you know, I don't like making my own fun. But I've wanted to try it. It's got one of my favorite game trailers of all time. So
I don't remember the game trailer.
It has there's a genre of music called post-rock, like Mogwai, Explosions in the Sky, Russian Circles,
okay,
stuff like that. It's just instrumental rock music. 65 Days of Static is one of those bands. L1011 is another one I'd highly recommend. But
they instrumental rock?
Instrumental, no vocals, like 8-minute songs, that kind of stuff. And okay. It's just an awesome trailer cut to one of their songs. Like, it's one of the best video game trailers ever. It's why they got in such trouble. Maybe I'll try to remember to link it if we can.
Do you remember the trailer for Dead Island back in the day? How good it was?
Nope. The game chalk that nothing. Up into that gray cloud of nope. That went right into there. That's another one that's Left 4 Dead, you said? Or no, Dead Island, Zombie
Island. Dead Island.
The only Dead... Is that the one that had the titty bust? There was like there was like a collector's edition. Yeah. Okay.
Like it cut in half with a saw or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chalk that into...
The trailer had a 12-year-old girl dying, but the trailer played backwards. Like you see her on the floor and then like as a zombie and then you see her go back into the window.
Oh, wow.
And then you see like her attacking her family, but then it was really well done. It was awesome. Like people were crying, like fathers. I probably would have cried. No, but I'm serious. Like game journalists were like, who had kids were like, this really fucked me up because it was so sad.
Sure.
And then the game came out and it was nothing like the trailer. It was like a generic Left 4 Dead zombie fucking game.
Yeah.
That had glitches and busts of chainsaws and shit.
Kaiser does he is excited about Silent Hill being in Dead by Daylight. He does suggest that he'd like to see a Slender Man one as well.
A who?
A Slender Man.
Oh, Slender Man. Slender Man never got its hooks into me.
Me either, but
I played it. But
I did like watching the World Marble Hornets thing on YouTube about Slender Man, like that whole found like footage. That was fun. Cool. And then, I was at a con for the podcast doing photographs and I was getting out of the elevator and opened it up and it was just a dude standing there as a Slender Man just fucking with people.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was a very well done. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Otherwise I don't know much about it.
That took off too, Slender Man.
In a cool big way. Yeah. It was, only credit is like the first like internet, like, not urban myth, but urban myth that serial killer urban myth, you know, like the boogeyman or whatever.
You see them all in like the old World War II photos in the background.
Oh, it's cool. So creepy. It's so fun. Yeah. Cool. All right. And then we got one bit of news, Kevin.
Yeah. You have to explain this one. I saw this and I was like, eek.
Well, I don't know. Is Grand Theft Auto confirmed for Canada? David Hayter. Just he put hashtag, it's always make himself, put hashtag GTA 6, hashtag GTA 6, hashtag GTA, or hashtag Toronto. To avoid any internet incident, this was just a suggestion, he says.
Yeah.
Fuck you, David Hayter.
I saw that. I was like,
I didn't see his reply. The funny thing is,
GTA is... in Toronto is called the Greater Toronto Area. So they actually do call Toronto GTA.
Oh, that's super fun.
So when GTA 3 first came out, because people never called it GTA, they used to call it Grand Theft Auto 1 and 2, right? And 1969 or whatever it was. But when GTA 3 came out, there were pamphlets on the floor for like whoever the new mayor was in Toronto. I think it was Mel Lastman or something. But it was in the style of a GTA 3 cover. I'm going to say Greater Toronto Area. And there was just like pamphlets that people like threw on the floor. Like, you know, you used to, people would fold up money. You're like, oh, sweet, $10. You open it up and it's like an ad. That's what this whole thing was. So it looked like GTA game or like a flyer or like the instruction booklet. And it's a Greater Toronto Area. And that stuck with me. I was like, oh, I didn't even thought about that. GTA is Greater Toronto Area.
Well,
it'd be a crappy game.
David, I don't think so. David Hayter does, he must like Toronto.
That's awesome.
So I think trying to
he's the voice of Solid Snake for those who don't know, and he also does the EA Sports.
It's in the game. I did not know that. That's very cool. That's him. He also is something in GTA. Is one of the voice actors.
Can I hear your Metal Gear Solid voice?
Solid Snake. Tell me what to say, and I will try.
Otacon and then Metal Gear as a question.
Otacon, Metal Gear.
Otacon.
Give me an impression,
Otacon. We got to go find Metal Gear. Like that.
Otacon, we got to go find Metal Gear.
See? Anybody can do it.
Anybody can do it.
Yeah. It's like the Pinocchio voice in Shrek. Well, sometimes there is. Like, everyone can do that voice. I was trying to explain to my daughter that scene where Pinocchio, because I hate Shrek, but I love Shrek because I hate it. and Pinocchio can't tell a lie, so they ask him if he has seen Shrek. And he's like, well, not to say that I did or that I didn't, but what is to say what is seen? Because he can't say yes or no, right? So that's the only great part of that movie.
Yeah.
It's good, right?
Pinocchio jokes can be pretty funny when they... Yeah. Fingers crossed. That would be fun to see. More video games need to be in Toronto. Yeah. Like we talked about last episode, right?
Yeah. I can name two, Scott Pilgrim and Soma.
Maybe he's, maybe Mr. Hater is a listener and he's like, you know what? They were talking about games, more games need to be in Toronto.
I like that fat guy with the beard.
I'm working on GTA, so. oh, we have, sorry, we got two other things to news. Sorry, my things were scrolled weird. This is neat. This is archival stuff. Days of Thunder, the amazing cinematic masterpiece of one Tom Cruise. Maybe Nicole Kidman? Is that what they met? I don't know. Who cares?
I don't remember.
It's a 1989 terrible shit movie about NASCAR, but it was like Top Gun, but race cars. And, well, there was a Lost NES game, and they've uncovered 21 5¼-inch floppy disks, the big old real floppies that make the whole game. 21 floppies is what covered an NES game.
Now, I wrote in the notes there, I have this game. How is this rare?
I'm not sure you have Days of Thunder.
Yeah, Days of Thunder. With the pink car in the front of the cover. I even went back and looked at my NES collection, and then I Googled the Days of Thunder cover for the game, and it's the same thing. Right? Do I have a rare?
I'm just Kevin. I want receipts, Kevin. Are you sure you're not playing like Al Unser's Racing? You sure it's
no,
like,
Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder, TM, Tom Cruise is on the cover?
Well, no, it's not him on the cover. It's a car.
Is it that same green car?
Yeah, well, it's an orange car, but that's what you see in the. If you Google right now, those at home, here's a fun interaction for you. Type in Days of Thunder NES game, and you will see the cover for Days of Thunder NES game has a like neon pink car. The cover of the actual cartridge.
Now, maybe I just didn't read it enough because there's a thing called Hot Rod Taxi that it was supposed to be. But the Ars Technica article that I read.
Yeah.
There must be a completely different version of the game, Kevin. Kaiser says he's played what you're talking about.
See? Yeah. So that's the part I was confused about because I'm like, this stupid game.
I know, but when you said that, you made it like, so did you look at any of the screenshots and it looked familiar?
Well, I don't remember.
Or are you just going off the memory of the title?
Well, no, I have the picture of the cartridge of the game that I have. I don't remember what the gameplay looks like.
It's not, yeah. I don't know. This is a really dense article over at gaminghistory. So these are yours?
So I just sent you... I just sent you the Discord of my game collection, and you can see the right there.
That second up from the bottom in the middle.
Yeah. Right above Blades of Steel.
Yeah. I'd be really curious if you could put it in a Nintendo. How much? I doubt there's anything similar here. I'm gonna also try to show you. See, you should expect to see an image like this in there. And I doubt
in the actual
game. Right? Yeah, if your statement is true, I have this game. You would see that car in there, and I would bet you dollars of donuts you don't see that in your cart. You know what I mean? No,
I'd have to try it.
If not, then you haven't. You have no more money problems. I don't know what to tell you.
The funny thing is, Days of Thunder lives with me because of. Do you ever hear of Paramount Wonderland? It's called Canada's Wonderland. It's like a theme park in Canada.
By Paramount?
And they had a ride called Days of Thunder where it was the first instance. You know how they have 4D seatings now in like movies?
They had the same it was thing that. At Paramount's Kings Island in Ohio. I know exactly what you're fucking talking about.
So when you like sit in the seats and the chair moves to the car and you go to a pit stop and Yeah. So that's how I know this movie the most is from that ride. Now it's the SpongeBob ride because they got rid of the Paramount logo. So it's just Canada's Wonderland.
Yeah, the Paramount's King's Island, they had that exact same ride. And they
that's funny.
My family on my mom's side, they live in a town called Springfield, and a lot of people call it Springtucky. No, not your Springfield.
Oh.
I wish Ohio was cool enough to have that. A lot of people call it Springtucky though. So NASCAR was very popular with some of my family members.
Gotcha.
There, and
yeah.
It wasn't a good introduction if you wanted me to be a fan of NASCAR, I'll say that. But there was a quote from the article. One of the video game preservation guys had a quote. Every floppy matters. And I was like, absolutely right. Because if one of these 21 floppies isn't there, the whole game won't compile. It doesn't work. Right?
So the game isn't made, right? It's still on a floppy disk.
When you say made, what do you mean by that?
It wasn't like a cartridge of this game made.
Correct.
It's only a
source code that you need to run through a compiler to get it to run into a ROM.
So there has to be two different versions then. Because if the game's obviously not made and I obviously have the game at home, then there are obviously two different versions of the same game with the same name.
That's why I was being so snarky. I thought that you knew that it was all on. But yeah, this never came out. Like, this is 30 years lost. Like, until recently, no one knew that this particular game existed.
I thought they found the floppy disk for the game Days of Thunder on the NES. The one I have.
Other than the words, the one I have, you were correct in your statement. But they
yes, but there's a different Days of Thunder.
Bingo.
That's not the one I
have. Space Invaders is clearly a strong beer.
Fuck, what is in this alcohol? That'll do it.
You need a haircut, Kevin. That's the problem.
Well, no. It said Days of Thunder is a rare game. I have Days of Thunder at home, making it not rare. This specific version of Days of Thunder is rare, is the one that obviously I don't have because it's still on a floppy disk. So therefore, I am not wrong because I do have Days of Thunder. Not this one. I do have it, though.
It shows,
I got, as they call it, receipts and tea.
All right. I'll say is, if you don't want to read the articles that I put in the show notes, then I'm not going to put them in the show notes anymore.
Good.
I'm sorry, you walked
right in. I don't like to read. I like to skim.
No, but I do think that like, it is rad, right? That a lost game that was being built was found, right?
Yeah.
And there were 21 discs that had to save all the data across. And they found all.
Sense.
And they found all. It does make sense, yeah. But it also shows that every floppy matters. Like, you might be there's nothing on this, but it would wreck the entire compilation.
Yeah, because it's all one disc.
It is, yes. So I don't know. I just think that's a wonderful sentiment. Really,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's archival and preservation. That. You know, it's a really good thought about it. Yeah, it is important. I've totally wasted data and floppy disks and stuff before and written over them and put no mind to it. So, cool. And then one last thing. This is a good old fart in the wind. Sega is releasing a Game Gear Mini that is very expensive and too small to play.
You think it's expensive for the price that I saw?
Maybe I misread the price. They have this little mini Game Gear unit and it is a 1.5-inch screen, and it comes with 4 games on it. And it's
crazy.
And it's $50 US.
That's reasonable. I thought it was reasonably priced.
Yeah, for $60, you get 60 games on the NES Mini.
It's true.
Four games for $60. It's gross. That thing is $20 is overpriced for that thing. It's got to be. I've got little hands, right? Holding them up to that camera. Not big hands.
Oh, yours are bigger than mine.
I couldn't handle that stupid little thing. This looks horrible.
I would probably put it in the wash. It's official Sega, though, right? Wait, what happened?
I can't tell. I just have to believe in my heart of hearts that Kaiser and Kevin are trolling me right now.
Why?
Both of you. Do you really think $50 is a good price?
Yeah.
Kaiser says $50 isn't expensive for that.
No. For unique limited time, I'm guessing. Cute little featurette of a Sega Game Gear. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I got totally different vibes from that. So you might actually, like, if you're walking down the aisle, you'd get one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In a heartbeat. Well, they have it's officially Sega released.
It is. It's even branded, yeah. Game Gear and all that. Yeah, it's a. Yeah. I don't think they've announced the games yet, though, have they? But they're going to?
It looks like they have little pictures. Sonic, Shining Force, and something else.
There's four colors of these mini things, and I don't know if each color is going to have different games, which would be...
Each color, four games.
Which would be super sinister. What Game Gear game would you want to pay $10 to play? I don't...
Oh, none. The Sonic games on Game Gear are terrible.
But how much will the magnifier attachment cost?
Yeah, I remember that.
Hey, it's funny that we had to use that, but that magnifier attachment for my Game Boy was awesome. It had a light in it. Yeah, it had a big one that flipped out. I didn't have the speakers, no.
I had a giant monster one. Angry Video Game Nerd did it.
Oh, and yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Everyone, I completely forgot that I had that. I used to use the magnifying glass to burn garbage bags because it was my only magnifying glass that I had with the sun.
Oh, yeah.
I go outside because you couldn't use the actual, like, you put the Game Boy in there. The speakers were great because they're huge, but with the light on the magnifying glass would reflect on this Game Boy screen, so I couldn't see what I was doing anyways. And the controls was a joystick for the D-pad. And you had to play like an arcade. It was really bizarre. Oh,
that sucks.
Yeah. You couldn't, like, hold it in your hand, right?
Mine was just a single clip.
Yeah, I know that one too.
Wow, I still don't believe Kaiser. And for the record, listeners, I don't believe Kevin and Kaiser. I don't think that they believe this is a good value. I can't believe someone would think that. I can't believe someone would actually want this.
Here's the thing, $50. Yes, but that's American. That's about $80-$90 Canadian. That is not a good price for me.
Okay.
But $50 at Canadian?
$50, yes, okay. Absolutely not. So would $50 Canadian be $30 US, we'll say, generously? Would that be fair?
Sorry, say that again.
Was 50 Canadian, what would you guess the US price would be?
Well, the NES Mini was $60, right?
Yeah.
And then Canada was 100 in total, or 110 with taxes. So 100.
Maybe 30 to 50s. Like 30 US, 50 Canadian. I still think that's a ripoff for what I saw.
Really?
Yeah, like a massive ripoff.
Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. It's a massive ripoff. Completely massive ripoff because it only comes with four games.
It's cute enough for $30?
Yes.
Wow.
It's cute enough for me to have on my shelf and be like, you see that shit? You see my big Game Gear right next to it? That's right. It's a mini Game Gear. And people are like, wow, does it play games? And I'll give it to them, and they'll be like, wow, this is very small. Doesn't it hurt your hands? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't play it.
Someone on Etsy is 3D printing these for $1, and they'll go on your keychain and get the exact same reaction.
But it's not official Sega.
It is not. It is not. You are absolutely right. You got to pay for that.
I could have bought so many flash drives, like NES games, but the NES Mini is official.
Yeah.
And I modded it, and it ruined the experience.
Now you can mod this.
You can't because it actually plays cartridges, which is even better. How big are they?
Oh, it does play cartridges. Oh, I didn't see it plays cartridges. That is.
Okay, I made that up, but I thought it did.
Oh, no, I didn't read the art. I didn't. How I picked on you for not reading the articles I post, apparently I don't read them either.
Well, I could have just made that up too. So.
I'd be shocked if they did that. But, all right. Well, Kevin. Oh, damn it. You know what? That's it for the news.
That's right. I forgot to do the news. Jingle. Is it playing right now? I don't know what
it is. The jingle is playing. And we're going to play it. Gotcha. So, Kevin, what have you been playing?
Well, we have sales before we go on.
Oh, then sales.
Epic Store, the free game. And it actually is free because, again, all you need is an account, is Borderlands The Handsome Collection, which comes with Borderlands 1 and 2, I believe. Not the pre-sequel, but 1 and 2, which is pretty rad. Because, again, I have like 17 free games from Epic Store, and I don't play PC games. So that's awesome.
Sales!
PlayStation's having a sale of Days of Play sale. I can't stop saying sale. Batman Arkham Knight. $3.99. These are American prices, by the way. $3.99 for Arkham Knight.
I think that might be my favorite deal you've posted since you've been doing this. $4 for that's a monster deal. I love that game.
Crazy.
It's awesome. It got a lot of shit when it came out. I loved
it. On PC, it got a lot of shit.
I know, but I played the PC version. I got lucky. I had a rig that had one of the graphics cards that happened to handle it okay, and I didn't care about just lock 30 frames. Yeah. Arkham Knight's a good game.
I bought the Tim Burton costume. That's the first time I bought skins. It was like the Tim Burton Batman. I'm like, fuck yeah, motherfucker, with that fucking Batmobile fucking shit. Look at that goal. What do you mean I can't use the Batmobile for
that's
this
the mission? Thing, dude. That's bullshit. Like, so okay. All right, moving on.
Anyway, so $3.99. Dark Souls 3 is $9.59. And I heard Dark Souls 3 is the best one, so have at you. Death Stranding, $23.99. Not bad.
That's pretty far down.
This game was like craziest game. I still have no interest. Injustice 2, $4.99.
Not bad.
Marvel Spider-Man. Good. Yeah, it is. Marvel Spider-Man Game of the Year Edition, which includes all the DLC, is $19.99.
That's tempting.
Because the DLC alone was $40. So, for the game, for the season pass.
Yeah, I've been meaning to get that. I've not played it.
Oh,
I know.
Awesome.
I know.
Awesome. One of my favorites. Metal Gear Solid 5, the definitive experience. What's still definitive about it? Who knows? It's $4.99. Rayman Legends is $4.99.
Good game.
And maybe.
You sound like GLaDOS stuttering. It'll catch up here in a second, I hope.
Because I fucking love it. Do you remember that game?
Yeah, sure.
Wow, are we back? Are we good?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, that was weird. You sound like a Transformer.
I did. Interesting. That's how. Yeah. I thought you. I even forget what I just described. Yes, it was fun.
Cool.
What was the character? No, I thought you sounded like GLaDOS stuttering.
Oh, that's fair.
Okay. All right. So Medieval. Did you move on to Nintendo yet?
No. Nintendo sales runner 139. Runner 3, I should say.
Runner 3 is great.
Runner's awesome. Yeah. And 99 Vitas definitive edition is 99 cents. 90% off. 99 Vitas is a game by a guy I sort of know but don't know, named Izzy Nobre on Twitter. Him and his friends created this game. It's an indie darling. It's like Streets of Rage. If you like Streets of Rage, you're going to like this game. And he's in the game as Izzy, but it doesn't matter because it's just a fun beat 'em up. So it's one of those games you can play with your friends and like have a beer and just talk about life as you're playing this beat 'em up. So for a dollar, I highly recommend it. Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy is $14.99. I have not played any of the Phoenix Wright games because the games look boring as fuck, but I heard good things about it. So this is the trilogy for $15. And all the Resident Evil titles are on sale, including Resident Evil Remake, $12.89, Resident Evil 4, $14.99, Resident Evil 0, $12.89, Resident Evil 5 and 6 are both $15.99 each. And all these games, the cheapest one in Canada is $20, and they can go fuck themselves. I'm not spending $20 on Resident Evil Remake for the Switch when I already own it on the PS4 and only paid $4 for it. But it was the only option, and you live in the U.S., it's a good deal. 3DS sales. I always forget about the little 3DS guy. Apollo Justice Ace Attorney is $10. Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Dual Destinies, $8.99. Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Spirit of Justice, $11.99. And Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy is $11.99. Now, here's my question. Do you buy the trilogy on the 3DS in 3D, all three games for $11.99? Or do you buy the DS games that play on the 3DS in 2D for much cheaper? You are an adult. You do what you want. Xbox sales, not much, includes 99 Vitas as well for 99 cents, and Visara Collection, which is an awesome shoot 'em up, which is also on sale on the Switch, or was, I don't know if it still is, for 99 cents. I looked very hard for PS1 sales, but the PlayStation Store no longer wants to do shit with PlayStation Classics, so I forgot who asked me about that last time. Was it Domez? Asked about PlayStation sales? I don't remember. No. They don't seem to be wanting to do any PlayStation sales at all anymore for the classics, which sucks because they did one good flash sale when they had a bunch of games for $1, and that was 6 years ago. So get fucked. Anyways, those are the sales for this week.
Kaiser says the Visara collection is good, and that was him that mentioned it last week.
Oh, it was him. Okay.
The last episode.
Bizarre Collection's awesome. If you like shoot 'em ups or arcade games, even as the flip thingy that you like on the Switch, like the orientation flip grip.
Oh, yeah, switching, yeah.
It does that because that's cool. What the arcade was. Yeah. And it's two games in one. So for 99 cents, and if you like shoot 'em ups, like 1962, whatever that top view
42.
Shoot 'em up is. 42. That was a good year. That's the kind of gameplay that says it's great. Oh, it's so good for a dollar.
I like 43 much better on the NES than 42, but the 42 is the one that's got the most notoriety.
Yeah.
43 is far better.
Cool. More detail, right?
I'm sorry?
Oh, add more detail.
Yeah, more detail. It was much more fluid. It wasn't one-hit kill. There was a better leveling up system.
Yeah. I love those games. I don't know why. I do.
Me too. Me too. Cool. So, what you been playing, man?
So, luckily, I'm gonna keep this short because I'm still playing the same games I've been playing this whole time. The end is nigh. I still am playing this game. I highly recommend you check it out. I made it to the end. Well, I'm at what I thought was the end, but the game threw like six more levels at me.
Are you to the nigh? I mean, it is nigh. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot. I did.
Well, the nighs already happened in the game.
Oh, because it is actually. Oh, yeah. I actually. Move on. I'm sorry. Yep. I'm an idiot.
It's not just me. So I beat the game. So I beat in the game. You know how, remember in Meat Boy, you can get like bandages and like little hidden stuff. The game has the same thing, except it's called tumors and mega tumors and cancer and shit that you got to collect. But I was like, fuck that noise. I don't feel like doing collecting. I just want to beat the levels to beat the game. Anyway, so I got, say, about 60 out of 300 levels. I made it to this part of the game that I'm at. And all of a sudden, I saw a game over screen. And I was like, what the fuck? There was never a game over screen. You just die and retry and die and retry and die and retry and die and retry. But there's a game over screen. And I'm like, what just happened? Why, like, how many lives do I have? I found out that those tumors that I didn't collect would have counted towards your lives. So I had to go back and replay every single level and collect as many tumors as I can to now I have 327 lives. So, which makes these last difficult parts of the game a little bit easier because I didn't know about the extra life thing. So, but check it out. Worth it. I'm still playing Pong the Next Level. I incorrectly called it the Next Generation because I am a big fat dum-dum. Still awesome. There's some games in it where I'm like, I could do without this. Like, there's a fishing Pong where you play as a Pong, like the little paddle, fishing. And there's like a crocodile trying to eat the fish, and you got to collect the fish before the – it's stupid. And there's another one where you're like playing hockey, but you got to shoot the balls at a puck. And if the computer gets all four balls on his side, you're fucked anyways. And it's so slow. And it sucks, and I hate it. But then you have other creative, interesting games where it's like super fast. You have cool power ups. Highly recommend it. $5.99 on the PlayStation Store. Cool. I'm still playing Final Fantasy VII Remake. I was like, how long have I been playing this game? 37 hours, and I'm at the end where the game's like, hey, if you are,
oh no, you're getting crunchy again.
Everything you wanted to do, I recommend. Am I?
To keep going. I was
doing such a funny voice.
I know. It was good. It came through mostly.
Okay. Am I good now?
Yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah, I'm at the end of Final Fantasy VII. I'm doing all the side quests. Still love it. I love the gameplay. Don't know where it's going to go with this. Great. Great game. And one more thing. The soundtrack in this game.
Mwah. I've heard that.
And I'm at, it's so... Like, I'll enter an area, like the way the transition of the music too, like how it slips from like the background music to the in-fight battle music right back into the background music. Oh, it's like you hear the drum like stop and like continue into the next beat of the next song. It's so nicely done. And sometimes I'll just hang out in an area just to hear the background music, like, because it's so, so awesome. And the last game, which I did not play, but I thought was funny, my buddy Kyle has a 2-year-old. Who accidentally purchased Doom Eternal on his PlayStation console. That
kid's going to go places someday.
Yes. And me and him share the PlayStation accounts, like primary, secondary. So now I own Doom Eternal.
Hell yeah. So
when I'm done,
I'm excited for you to play that, man. Yeah.
Yeah. So next game I'm going to play is Doom Eternal. And I was not looking forward to it. I didn't care about it. But now I have it, and I'm going to play it. So
did you,
I was about Persona 5 for some reason. It was on sale for $5. I was like, why not?
Did you play the Doom 2016 by chance?
I did, yes. Oh, okay, I loved it.
All right, okay. Then you know what you're getting into.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, Persona 5, that's cool. $5. Even I might be tempted. Even though
I heard great things about that game. I'm not a big RPG anime fan. Honestly, every single person I've spoken to about that game said that that game is unbelievable when it comes to the story, the characters, and the gameplay.
Yeah.
But I've tried this one before, and after 40 hours, I still wasn't feeling it. So maybe I'm just a big old fat dum-dum again.
Hey, you gave it a fair chance. Yeah. Well, cool, man. Well, I have not played much either. I had some PC issues. I did install a new SSD on a secondary PC to run some games from, and they do load faster.
That's a single state drive.
Solid.
That's a solid state drive. Yep. That's a solid snake drive.
It's not a super duper one or anything like that. It was just I had games on a mechanical drive, and Forza would take 8 years to load, so did that. I did try to play a little bit of Halo 3 on Xbox, the xCloud. Did not work very well. I'm not sure what's going on, but xCloud was working amazing for me, and it hasn't been. So I don't know if there's something wrong with my network, or if it's a xCloud issue. So, but I really haven't been playing a lot of, I've been playing a lot of like golf. That's a game. I've been playing a lot of guitar, but I have not been. I'm sorry?
What, golf?
Yeah, just regular golf, not video game golf.
Oh, like real life. Mm-hmm. I know there's a new game called Everybody's Golf.
Oh yeah, like yeah, yes, there is. I own that. I had an early access on PC.
It looks like fun. It looks like silly. You can play the couch and shopping cart and shit.
And there's another game. Did we talk about it on the show that they are doing? Justin Thomas is gonna like 2K is doing a PGA Tour game.
I don't know. If you did, I probably went, whee, okay. Talking about that.
Well, there is. A good buddy of mine, Matt, I talk about video games and golf with him a lot. So it's probably a conversation I had with him.
I can't think of a worse conversation to have with me besides cars and golf. That's where I'm just going to like instant bobblehead.
Okay, that's fine, and I can understand why. But I do want to say that last weekend – maybe it was 2 weekends ago. I don't know. I got pretty drunk last couple of weekends, so it's blurring together a bit. But Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson played golf with Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, and it was super fun to watch.
I saw that.
It was very fun. Got a hole in one.
Tom Brady, I think.
It wasn't a hole in one, but it was an amazing shot. It was just about as good. He was pretty far away.
I like that, but I can't stand hearing people. Well, I guess it's the same with sports. I can't stand people talk about golf. It's like when someone tries to explain to you, oh, my drive here was so bad, this guy cut me off, so I'm in this lane, right? So imagine this lane over here, I'm on the left side over here, the light's turning yellow. You're like, what the fuck are you
talking about? Sure. I would argue that golf is the reason, like the way they produce golf is why you don't like it. Like there were times with Phil Mickelson where he'd say, I'm gonna do this, it's gonna, and it would happen. And when the player calls his shot, it's different than when the announcer's like, well, that's certainly going to put him in a predicament, and it was definitely what he wanted to do when he was going to try to be there. So,
like, I like golf and Happy Gilmore, and I like golf games. Like, I like
golf games are amazing. Like yeah, dude. Yeah.
Even Rugrats golf, motherfucker.
Really? Awesome. Never played it.
Yeah. So it's in a Reptar PS1 game.
Fun.
Like a mini game. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Tom Brady was pretty bad for the first 7 holes, Kaiser. You're right. But yeah, it was fun. I'm just glad I was able to be outside. I golfed 3 days in a row, and no, that was Memorial Day weekend. Last weekend,
it was Memorial Day weekend, right? This week, right, or last week?
No, that was last.
Last week.
Okay. Yeah, but last weekend, a buddy of mine almost died in a car accident 3 years ago, and so every year we have a he and his kids were life flighted. Luckily, they all survived, but he was scalped. Like they couldn't believe he lived.
He was scalped. What do you mean?
Yeah, his head like was cut all the way off, and they had to stitch his head like his entire scalp back onto his skull was completely exposed.
Holy shit!
They don't know how he lived, honestly. So we throw this party, like, hey, Rory didn't die every year, and
that's a good party. So he's literally the life of the party.
So literally, yeah. But it's cool to talk about now. I mean, he's a firefighter and is all back to work and all of that kind of stuff. So he's lucky he is such a big, fit dude. But that was a lot of fun. We got to play some yard games. And, you know, it was a small little gathering, but it was at least something like what we used to do. So luckily here in kind of rural Ohio, we're able to get away with a little bit more social stuff than what you're stuck with there in Toronto. I know you're getting like hundreds of cases a day of COVID. In my entire county of 75,000 people, we've had 42 cases since the pandemic started.
Wow, that's wild.
And only one death, and the person was in their 80s.
Wow, no, we've been bad. Or no, we've been okay, I think. I actually saw my buddy Kyle because his wife dropped some cake for us. She's a baker. And I saw him, and like he's like, smoke? I was like,
yes.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just like 3 months. I'll take one. Yeah.
There's this game we play with the Frisbee where we take these like little plastic poles and we set them about a Frisbee distance apart from each other and put plastic solo cups on top of them. And you set it and you stand apart from each other like cornhole. So you have two posts over there and two posts on this side. And you just throw a Frisbee and you just try to knock the cups off the posts. And if you knock the cup off the post, you get points. If you hit the Frisbee through the wickets, you get points. And if you catch the cup before it hits the ground, then you actually get the points and the offense doesn't. It's a very fun game. But I couldn't believe how excited I was to be able to play like a yard game, you know, a cornhole, a catch cup or whatever.
Yeah.
So anything like that, I'm with you. Like a cigarette with a friend, anything like that's really cool right now.
I've been getting horribly wasted every weekend, though. I think it's becoming a problem.
That's what my problem was. I'm in the same, like... Yeah. And there is a guy that doesn't have a taxi license, but he's a recovering alcoholic. So he just buses drunk people around. He's done it for like the last 10 years. And so he's been picking up because Lyft and Uber aren't working right now. And I had to like get a ride to a friend's house. But before I could, I had to like call my mom and be like, Mom, can you come get me later? I really want to go hang out with my friends, but I'm not going to be able to drive home. And I hate Stan. Can you help me? So,
well, I used to buy 3 beers for a weekend. Now I'm buying 9, and I like trying different beers. Like I always just grab for that app I told you about.
Yeah.
Called Untappd. So I bought this one beer last week. It was a triple IPA. It was 10.7% alcohol, I think. Oh yeah, and I drank 3 of those, and I was gone. I was watching that show on Netflix, The Toys That Made Us.
Okay.
With my wife. So we watched the My Little Pony one, and then we watched the Ninja Turtles one, and I'm there almost sobbing. I'm like, I miss being a child. I miss all my toys. I don't know where any of them went. Because all the toys they showed, I obviously had, like, you know, the baseball Michelangelo. I'm like, I fucking had that toy. It's somewhere.
I thought you had to watch it the next day because you forgot.
No. I was like almost in tears, like legit almost in tears. Cause I was like, I just remember how beautiful that time was.
I mean, you are right. Trying
to rock my world.
We had a similar nostalgic moment. I was on a Friday night, some high school friends and I were just drinking, hanging out on Google Hangouts. And my friend Tyler and I were trying to describe to my buddy Bailey, like how amazing my friend Dave's house was. He had this heart surgeon father, and they had this like in-ground pool, and he was like Richie Rich, like the most unbelievable snacks. It was crazy. And we didn't really think about it as taking like advantage or anything like that. Like we just, David was our buddy.
David's house. Yeah.
And David was the most strict out of all of us. Yeah. So when we were trying to describe like what a great time that we were having, there was some comment made about like, oh yeah, you know, I know you guys used to party, and we're like, you don't understand, like that gleeful laugh that you heard out of Tyler, who never shows any emotion. We were all stone cold sober when this was happening. David's house was just that fucking magical. Like when we were talking about, like, it was just wild. All of this, like we were talking about doing, like all these little basketball tournaments and games we'd make up in the pool and diving contests and all this stuff. They assumed that we were doing it wasted because we were talking about it so gleefully. We're like, no. Stone cold sober. And we'll do it again. Would not, didn't think I missed out at all because some kids were out getting wasted and we were, having a way better time than they were for sure. So I know what you mean. Like,
beautiful, man.
Yeah, but it just reminded me how you were almost in tears thinking about the Ninja Turtles and stuff like that.
Yeah.
To hear Tyler think about those days the way that we did as well, or that I did. When I'd mentioned that Tyler never shows any emotion about anything, was like, fuck, man. Yeah. See, he'd be the same way. If he was three triple IPAs deep and we're talking about Dave's, he might start welling up in the eyes a little bit.
He's like watching your dad cry. You're like, oh man, something ooh, really
fuck. I'm gonna tell you, you know what I mean? Fuck.
Something happened.
And our relationship just changed and I didn't want that. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, I think that's gonna be it for the show, man. We didn't have any emails. Oh, we did have actually Dumbass had some feedback from last episode though, I think. Let me get to that real quick. Sorry about
I gotta
that.
Say I was telling Hannah a story about me and Rui. My old podcast co-host, where completely sober, I was trying to ask him for chocolate milk when we were younger, but I couldn't say chocolate milk. So I asked him, can you give me some milk chocolate? I mean, milk mocklet. Like the word milk mocklet just completely like obliterated Hannah's mind. And she just laughed for days about it. Milk mocklet.
Milk mocklet is a really
and I remember good. That so clearly. Give me some chocolate, some milk chocolate. I mean, chocolate. I mean, milk mocklet. Like it was just so everything was wrong. I wanted the chocolate milk. God, I missed that guy.
Right? Well, I'm glad you got to see him recently.
Yeah, I did.
Hopefully you can get him back soon. Well, on our last episode called 90 Day Trial, Dumbass says, I got a heads up for Kevin and maybe Scott, too, but Jay and Silent Bob reboot movie, the new Kevin Smith movie, is out on Amazon Prime for free streaming.
Oh!
If you have Prime in Canada, at least. He confirmed because he's in Canada.
Yeah, I have Prime.
Really?
I thought it was still in theaters.
Didn't know that. I would gladly go check that out.
And it's not a reboot in the sense that you're thinking of a reboot. I think it's a reboot in the Jay and Silent Hill. Silent Hill. Wow.
Space Invaders.
I'm writing that as an episode title. Jay and Silent Hill. Who cares? I don't even care what I was saying.
Okay, fair enough. Dumbass also says, it was funny hearing Scott talk about using PowerShell, as there is no way Kevin has any idea what it is.
See, that's where you're wrong. PowerShell is a Ninja Turtle with a big yellow eye and the small white one and the spikes on his shell.
So get Dumbass, fucked. You gotta know your leg. No, I even barely understand what PowerShell is, but I know it lets you run
scripts. Isn't that like a Linux thing?
No, it's like it is a command prompt thing though, or command prompt looking thing. If you right click on the start menu, it's one of the options in there called PowerShell. And it's like the blue one instead of the black command prompt one. I don't know. It lets you do some gnarlier stuff. More granular control.
I'm watching Mr. Robot with my wife currently. And it's kind of like not what I do at work because I'm like an analyst, like technically. And she's like, oh, you no wonder why you like the show because it's kind of what you do at work. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Oh, you understand what you typed just now?
Just tell yourself that. Yeah. Okay. Watch the show.
IP config. IP addresses. Got that shit down. Ping. Ping what? 8.8.8.8. You got it.
Yeah. Scan now. Did you turn off the even more advanced? What's the H off? The hibernate off? It frees up some extra space.
CD colon dash dash.
Run as administrator. Ooh. Okay. Dumbass also says, so Scott, you said you can have $10 for Monopoly digitally, but I say you might have to pay $10 and never play Monopoly. I could pay zero and never actually play digital Monopoly. Huzzah, you've been served.
Well, you actually played it though, right? Or have you wanted to play it?
I have not. I haven't played it since, on the 360. And I think I've bought it twice since then on different consoles. I don't know. Whatever.
Meanwhile, I'm buying stupid fucking tic-tac-toe for the Switch for 15 minutes. I'm like, that sounds reasonable. Tic-tac-toe. I could do that on paper. Why am I spending money on this? It's for me and my daughter to play, but we can just play on paper.
God, because, I'm so whatever. Dumb. It is what it is. I was trying to argue with someone the other day on why they were like, dude, you need to get this coupon book. I'm like, I don't have the coupon books. And they were looking at me like I had two heads. I'm like, I lose track. I spend money on the coupon book, right? And then I forget to use it. So I never save the money and I spent the money.
Yeah.
Spending
money on a coupon book? That's mind boggling for me.
This is the States, man. They try to.
Oh, okay. That shit should be free, motherfucker. I'm not spending money on a coupon.
Look, I'm not even going to get in the whole racket about how it raises money for kids in band or whatever, but like, It's irritating. Moving on. That's going to be it for the show this week. Dumbass, thanks for writing in. Kaiser, good to see you, buddy. And we just missed Kaiser last week. I came back to the computer. I hadn't shut down the chat. And was like, did I just miss the show? And I was like, oh, fuck. I didn't see you last week.
Oh, shit.
Shout out to you, Kaiser. And also, this is the same Kaiser I mentioned at the beginning of the show that had the tweet that summed up my somber thoughts or whatever. He just, you know, actually, I'll pull it up now and make sure I credit it the right way. It was just... It was well said about how much it stinks right now.
It's not like me on Twitter where I just tell every Republican that I see to get fucked and eat a bag of farts.
Yeah, but that's also naive because not every Republican's a piece of shit.
No, but the ones that I've seen with video proof, I'm like, get fucked. Get at it. I don't even really need these people.
Sure, but then it's like, I don't know. The tribalism's driving me nuts, and we have too much of it right now. So I guess that's where I was
going. That's fair.
So he says, I'm sick of everyone fighting. I'm sick of seeing everyone in pain. Get better soon. Be strong. And I was like, yeah, I'm sick of everybody being in pain too. That's kind of where I'm at. As you can see, a whole lot of just wish everyone didn't feel the way that they did right now.
Yeah, it sucks.
And it sucks. You have a lot of feelings that, you know, look really justified on all over the place that make you feel bad, whether it's COVID or the riots or any of that kind of stuff. It's just all real scary and tough. Plus, you know, other like shit still like real life is still happening. One of my coworkers, one of my employees, their apartment flooded. Their apartment didn't flood. The apartment above them flooded, which fucked them. You know, like, and that's happening in the middle of all of this. That's time off of work. It's you know, life still comes at you even when all these other things are going on. So I don't know. But Kaiser, wise words, man. I don't know. It articulated how I felt. I think that's going to be
like the black. Also, I was going to say the Black Lives Movement. Obviously, I think we're in support of. Takes a big hit. Well, not a big hit, but like my family is a biracial family, so my daughter is biracial. So you know, these things will affect her as well when she's older. So that kind of, you know, fight the power.
I don't know. I don't like violence, period.
Well, yeah.
So I don't like the retaliations. I don't like that the cop killed that man unjustified. I don't like that violence is what came afterwards. I don't like that the peaceful protests for years had been ignored. That leads to a lot of violence. There's not enough dialogue. There's too much finger pointing and there's too much tribalism. And it's been that way for a long time, and that's what's frustrating. And I think that's what I took from when Kaiser, meaning that there was a lot of pain. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm just like really lucky. I've grown up with a lot of mixed race kids and black kids and Asian kids and Mexican kids. I grew up in a really white area. It was just there were kids that were Mexican, there were kids that were from Japan, there were. You know, a lot of black kids. Not a lot, but I don't know enough that you'd notice that there was black kids in your neighborhood, but it just never was a thing. As I get older and older and get exposed to all these, travesties that are happening, it's like, holy shit. Like, makes you really appreciate if you were lucky enough to grow up in an area where just it wasn't a big deal. You know, someone would name, I don't know, two of the best players on my team. We had a Hernandez and a Yanagisawa. They were amazing. I love those guys. I don't know. I just didn't think of it as a kid that way. So it's weird as an adult to see it matter when it didn't growing up or whatever. But as you had mentioned, you know, you're worried about your child growing up and being exposed to a lot of, I don't know, difficult stuff early on that I guess I was just lucky enough not to have to worry about. I just wish it was more nonviolent.
Well, that's the thing. As a neon white guy, I never had to worry about that shit. But now with a, you know, mixed kid, I have to look at things in a different perspective.
Sure.
Right? And which is like, fuck, I never, like my buddy, my best friend Kyle, he's a brown dude and I've known him for 28 years or however long. And like I've never had the issues that he had until we went to a place in Montreal when we entered a store.
Goddamn French.
Everyone everyone kind of like hovered behind him.
Really?
Like and I was like, are they following us? And he's like, I'm the only brown guy in town right now. I'm like, oh shit. I never experienced that before.
Yeah. So. I mean, it definitely happens. And I just wish there was, awareness that was an action that was that happened prior to violence being kind of what comes of it. It's just scary. I don't know.
And the funny thing is, not to get too political, but like, you know how everyone's been doing like the black square and the Black Lives Matter posting and all that.
Now you're in trouble for doing that.
Yeah. Why? Well, I don't know what to do anymore.
Exactly.
Oddworld of all games said Black Lives Matter, did a statement. So did Nintendo, Sony, and Xbox today, but Oddworld Inhabitants, the game producer or whatever developer, did a statement on Black Lives Matter. And in the comments, you of course have the people who are like, what, you know, I thought this wasn't a political thing, you know, I don't support this, unfollow, never buying your games again, where the whole premise of Oddworld is you're playing as a fucking slave who's trying to escape and take the other slaves with him. The game is written in the same style that Black Lives Matter is all about. Sure. Like, it's about being like pushed around and not getting paid for all this. Like, the whole premise of the game is exactly what the movement's about. So how are you all of a sudden being like, oh, Oddworld is being political? It's always been political. That's kind of the point of the game.
Yeah,
I find shit like that hilarious. I'm like, did you completely miss the point of the game when you played it the first time?
Like, how dense are you? You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
you missed the whole goddamn point, dude.
Like, yeah. Some of them had their eyes sewn. That's why you had to say yellow, follow me, like, because they couldn't see you.
Yeah,
that's the fucking point of the game.
Yeah, I just, and I am someone that I am really for truth and justice. So if someone deserved punishment, then they deserved it. And if they didn't, they didn't.
Yeah.
And too many times right now, the truth isn't always covered. And that's sad. And that's why we're in a really tough spot. I don't know. It sucks. I've seen cops be unruly and I've seen them be wonderful before. So I don't know. It's all sucks. But hopefully we managed to steer clear pretty well, I think, Kevin. Talked about the games mode for the most part all night. And
what is the ending part where everyone's like, yeah, I'm done with this podcast?
Yeah. And I don't know. Yeah. My thoughts and feelings and all that, you know, hollow garbage. They really are with people. It makes you feel, for any of my friends that are in areas that are experiencing that stuff. There was something you put on Twitter, I think, Kevin, that I saw. We were like, that's like a block from my house. And goes, I'm staying in a day. And it was just like,
oh,
50,000 people, like a block, yeah, and block over, like Boar Street or something like that. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Crazy. Just,
I will say that I am hopefully optimistic that it will, I don't know, maybe some sort of camaraderie overall. Maybe we'll get a rally around the flag thing as a society. Maybe we'll chill out a little bit and work together. Maybe. I don't know. I hope so. I'd like some dialogue and real change that are going to help people.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's it for the podcast. Thanks for sticking in with the bummer of an ending. Thanks to
Bart.
It sucks right now. I mean, we got riots going on. We got COVID. And, like, it's hard to be positive all the time. But thanks to Ben Landis and Cubby for letting us use their music for intro and outro stuff. Our podcast is available on a myriad of podcast apps. If wherever you have it, just look for it. I mean, you probably already have it if you're hearing this far. And our social media, our handle is Classic Elite everywhere. That's Classic L337. You can also send us an email at classicelite@gmail.com. You can support the show by using our Amazon affiliate links in the description. Again, shout out to Kaiser. And that's going to be it for the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening to episode 321. And we will see you next week for episode 322.
Bye-bye. Bye.